It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charan Birmahal from INDTV USA. If you happen to be listening to our show on the Sharks Audio Network, you can also check out the full video or the full show on Comcast, Roku, or just search INDTV USA in social media. Well, today in this rare matinee matchup on Saturday, the San Jose Sharks are taking on the St. Louis Blues. Blues are currently in the fifth spot in the Central Division. They are just one spot out of the playoff, just below the LA Kings, who are holding that second wild card position. But nonetheless, they still have some opportunities, the 76 games, so there's still a few more games left, but they are not likely going to make the playoff. They currently have 84 points, while the San Jose Sharks are holding steady in the last position in division and in the league with just 42 points. These two teams have met twice before, and today is the third and final matchup between them. Sharks have won both of the prior matchup against the Blues. They seem to have dialed in the Blues number. Earlier, the first game this season, Sharks beat them 5-1. And just the last game last week on March 30th, the Sharks won 4-0. That was McKenzie's second shutout of the season with San Jose Sharks. Now, for the last 22 games, Sharks have only won two. But in their last 10 matchups, they're 1-8-1, while the Blues are 6-3-1. And in the last five games, leading the Sharks in goals is actually Klim Kostin with three goals, and Eklund is leading with four assists, and Zetterlund with 6 points. And for the Blues in the last five games, Brandon Saad has four goals, and Tori Krug has three assists. It's going to be a pretty interesting matchup between these two teams as the San Jose Sharks are looking to sweep the Blues in this season. That would be the only team the Sharks would have swept during this season. Now let's go to the lineup. On the top line for the Sharks is Klim Kostin with Mikael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlund. On the second line is William Eklund, Lou Cunning, and Colin Graf. He got his first start, and he was just signed by the San Jose Sharks just a couple of days ago. And on the third line is Filip Zadina, Zach Stutnika, and Thomas Borlo. And on the fourth line is Jacob McDonald, Nico Sturm, and Justin Bailey. Kevin LeBanc is a healthy scratch after that last game. So in the defense today is Mario Ferraro with Carl Burrows, Mark Edward Vlasic with Kalen Edison, Henry Thrun with Jan Ruta. In the net is Liston McKenzie, but actually it's going to be Devin Cooley. He's going to get another shot to get a win with the Sharks. And since Sharks have done well against the Blues, maybe this is another opportunity for Devin Cooley to get a W. Let's go to the fans and see what they think today. Hey, so what do you think about the Sharks rebuild? How is it going for you this season?
I mean, they've got some good prospects. It's hard to watch this team. You know, they're a bunch of young kids right now. Yeah. And so it's difficult. It's going to take 3 to 5 years probably. Hopefully it'll be sooner. But it's been, you know, when they started disassembling the team, when Pavelski, they got rid of Pavelski, and, you know, they brought in Carlson and a few other things that happened with some contracts that they signed.
Well, they were trying to make that last leap because they were so close to the Stanley Cup and they had to make one more push. And they signed Carlson. I know in the hindsight it didn't turn out well. But on the other hand, Carlson was injured. If he wasn't injured, we could have been right there in the second year.
It's possible. We'll never know that, right? When he showed up on scene and started really playing, he didn't have anybody around him. Yeah. Same thing happened in Ottawa.
It was a little too
happened
late.
In Ottawa, yeah. Right? He was the only guy on the team, and he was the superstar. Yeah. So, but the Pavelski thing was really what got a lot of us as fans.
Everybody loved Pavelski.
Oh yeah, he was the heart and soul of that team. But anyway, we'll see. You know, I think that they've got some really good prospects on the horizon, and. You know, we'll see how these kids develop. It's going to take a while for them to develop. Hopefully they'll get back into playoff contention.
And with the last sort of a couple of big departures, you know, as a Tomas Hertl, the most recent one, do you feel we hit the bottom here and there's no way to go, no place to go but up next year?
Well, I hope so.
How much more worse do you think you can get? We have 42 points. It's near the end of the season.
They've lost 50 games out of 8. You know, I mean, yeah, I sure hope so. I think that, like I said, we may have another dismal season next year. Hopefully not. Hopefully it'll get better. They've got a lot of young prospects and a lot of young guys, so we'll see how
it's starting to. It seemed like we're just about to turn the corner here a bit.
Yeah, I would say so. There's this every team and every sport goes through this,
yeah,
right?
Especially under the salary cap era.
Right, and I think Greer got rid of he unloaded a bunch of money and so we'll see. We'll just have to see how it plays out.
Sounds good. Do you agree with? Great stuff he's been saying there.
Yeah.
I agree with everything. Do you feel like this is about the worst? We can't do any worse than that.
No.
Are you looking forward to next season already?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Okay.
Sounds good.
Go Sharks.
So what do you think about the Sharks' chances today?
Chances today? Probably less than 50%. Just because of that.
I think they'll win. I mean, they've beaten St. Louis pretty easily this season, so I think they have a good chance this year.
Did you know we outscored them 9-1 this season in 2 matchups?
I didn't know that number, no. I just knew they won both, so that's pretty good.
But St. Louis is really hungry right now. They're fighting for a playoff spot.
But, you know, with us losing to the Kings, I think that gap got a little widened, so maybe it's a little tall order now, but...
Maybe.
7 points off.
I still think the St. Louis Blues are going to be pumped up today, I think.
That's interesting. So what do you think about the matchup today? Do you think Sharks got it or no?
Honestly, I have high hopes, but you know, I come for the fun with my family.
But you know, Sharks should be able to get a W here. If they did, they would sweep this team this season. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, hopefully, we'll see.
You know, and Blues are a pretty tough team, indeed.
They are, but they got a new college player playing for them tonight, so young blood, right?
Well, then, you know, we got quite a few rookies in our lineup, so you're talking about, I see you're talking about Graf, yeah. Well, I thought you could have been also talking about the goalie, but you're not talking about Devin, because Devin only played a few games so far, too.
And it's only against Chicago, so we'll see what he does against a different team.
Any prediction on the score here?
I'm going to go with 5-2 Sharks.
I'm going to say tie game. I want to see overtime, 3-3, and then an overtime.
Overtime? You want to get your money's worth today.
Of course, yeah. It's an early game. We don't have to get home. It's a long drive home, but it's early game, so that's good.
That is true. Sometimes we give tickets away, and we did give some tickets away to people in Sacramento. So they like this time. So, yeah, I get it. This time works really well for you guys.
It does, yeah. Now all we got is the A's, right?
Yeah, that's true. So what do you think of that? How did A's pop into the Sharks conversation?
I don't know.
conversation. They're coming to Sacramento.
That is true. So that's the connection.
Brody Brazil, right?
Brody Brazil, yeah.
Maybe Brody will come to Sacramento now.
Yeah, you know, you never know. So any prediction from you for the final score?
3-2 Sharks. We'll see.
Well, that sounds good. I hope Sharks win today.
Go Sharks!
Well, the Sharks didn't have a great offensive first period, but they had a pretty solid defensive game. The Sharks had a lot of penalties in the first period. They had three penalties, but the third penalty was in the last minute of the first period, and it was to Kalen Edison. He got 2 minutes for roughing, and you know, you gotta say, when you watch that penalty, it was a really soft, questionable penalty. So when he, of course, was complaining about it, he got another 2 minutes for misconduct, so he got 4 minutes, and of course he wouldn't stop complaining, and then he got a 10-minute misconduct, and then eventually he got another 10 minutes. So that was 24 minutes of penalty for Edison, and that's how the first period ended. Sharks were outshot 13-5 in that first period. Well, just about 5 minutes into the second period, Sharks do their first penalty. And on the power play, Henry Thrun passed the puck from high in the slot to William Eklund in the right circle. And he just ripped a laser that was barred down to the far side in that far left corner and made it 1-0 Sharks.
Game with five and change to go here in the second. Granlund, and now Thrun on the wing. Eklund, he scores! William Eklund! Near boards for the Sharks. 0-0 game with five and change to go here in the second. Granlund, and now Thrun on the wing. Eklund, he scores!
Just about 14 minutes into that second period, Luke Cunning just laid a hard hit on Justin Falk in the neutral zone, just right by the player's bench, and he went down hard. He retaliated, then both dropped the gloves. Both got 5 minutes for fighting, but Justin got extra 2 minutes for instigating, which put the Sharks on their second power play of the game. Now, on that power play, there was a shot that was from far away from near the blue line. It hit one of the blue skates. Puck popped in the front, and Tomas Bordlo was just falling down to the ice, literally a foot off the ice. He got such a hard shot off right onto the goalie's chest. Of course, he made the save. Puck popped to the goalie's left onto the tip of Zetterlund, and he got another whack at it. It popped out again, and William Eklund put it in this time and made it 2-0 Sharks, and that's how the second period ended.
There's only 15 seconds left. Granlund to the net, rejected. Bordalo, save, rebound, they score! It's Eklund again, and it's 2-0 Sharks.
Well, the Sharks started off the third period leading 2-0 at this point. In their last 8 periods against the Blues, Sharks had outscored them 11-1, and you could see the frustration was showing through to the Blues. And the third period just started, just seconds into the third period, with the fight, and that was between Klim and Colton Pareko. They both dropped the gloves, and off they went for 5 minutes. But then just a couple of minutes into that period, Sharks took another penalty, and on that power play, Blues scored, which cut the Sharks' lead to just one goal.
2-0 on two power play goals. Kyrou, Buchnevich, they pass back and forth. Kyrou shoots and scores. He finds the...
Now, the Sharks were able to hold on to that one-goal lead for most of the third period. Just over 2 minutes left in the game, Blues took their goalie out, put the sixth player in. There was a face-off in the Sharks' zone. Mikael Granlund lost the face-off, and of course, puck ended up with the Blues. And just seconds later, a laser shot from the slot ended up in the Sharks' net and tied the game at 2. And that shot was from Shen.
Now we're coming up on 2.5 minutes left in this one. A chance for Shen, he scores!
Well, the game ended with score tied at 2, and off we went in overtime. And with less than a minute into the overtime, Mikael Granlund took a hooking penalty, which put the Blues on a 4-on-3 power play. Sharks were able to kill that power play, and just a minute or so later, there was a breakaway 2-on-1 with McDonald on the right and William Eklund on the left. He had already scored 2 goals earlier, and he wasn't flinching on this one, and he just shot a laser to the far side from the left circle, which made it a 3-2 OT win for the San Jose Sharks.
Eklund to the puck behind the San Jose net. He'll skate ahead now against Shen. Eklund with speed. He's got McDonald with him 2-on-1. Eklund shoots. He scores! Eklund to the puck behind the San Jose net. He'll skate ahead now against Shen. Eklund with speed. He's got McDonald with him 2-on-1. Eklund shoots. He scores!
Today was the first NHL game for Colin Graf, and he spent 13 minutes and 56 seconds on the ice, which is a lot of ice time in the NHL for a first game. He done pretty well. He wasn't all that visible, but sometime when you're starting out in the NHL, that's a pretty strong statement. So here's Colin.
Game, pretty crazy result. Take us through your emotions from start to finish here.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, a little nervous getting out there for the first warm-ups, and then in the game, you know, tried to get comfortable as quick as I could. I was happy we could get a win. It was awesome.
Are you aware that it's William Eklund's first career multi-goal game and hat trick in his career?
Yeah, I learned after the game. It was awesome. He played unreal. It was an honor to play on his line today.
Things just get more comfortable and better after you trip there and then you settle a lot.
Yeah, you know, I didn't expect the drop-off that much, but, you know, I guess it can only go up from there, so I'm excited.
I know it's only your first game, but what's been the biggest adjustment that you've had coming from college now to the NHL?
Yeah, I'd just say that it's the strength is definitely different. Obviously, coming from college kids to grown men and adults, I think that was sort of expected, but that was the biggest thing, I'd say.
Did you get any sleep last night?
You know, I actually slept pretty good. I think coming from the East Coast, like, you get tired quick, so I fell asleep pretty good, actually.
What was, did anyone give you some advice that kind of really stuck with you today as far as coming into your first NHL game, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I think Coach Quinn just said play my game, like, don't try to just play what got me here, so I think that I try to do that.
How much do you think? Maybe more comfortable tomorrow if you're in there.
Yeah, I think that just trying to get more comfortable every game. Obviously, the nerves will probably be a little bit less coming from that first game, that second one. But hopefully I'm in and I think I'll play better.
Looked like after that first shift, you know, you're a little bit, I wouldn't say timid, but just looked like you got the puck on your stick in the second shift and you used your legs. Did you feel a difference from the first shift to your second shift?
Yeah, I think that obviously you're going to be nervous. Like, the crowd, just playing in the NHL is awesome. But, yeah, I just tried to get comfortable as quick as I could. I think that first puck touch helped me a lot.
What can you say about the atmosphere of an excited SAP Center like that?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was packed. Obviously, the hats at the end were pretty awesome. I don't even know what to call them. They were all over the place. I was like, that was sick.
Who'd you have come over for the game today?
Yeah, both my parents and my younger brother, Justin, made it. They came in today, and they're staying for a couple days, I think.
Did they just make it?
Yeah, well, I honestly don't know. They're on the plane, and then I hope they made it.
Colin, what's the biggest difference between college level and the National Hockey League?
I mean, there's obviously a lot, like, but as I mentioned before, I'd probably say the strength is the biggest one.
Obviously, first game, you know, a lot going on for you. Looking forward to perhaps tomorrow, what would you like to improve?
Yeah, I think just trying to be more comfortable, like trying to, you know, like make a play. Don't just throw it off my stick as quickly as I can because I'm nervous. So try to hold on to it, make a better play.
Looked like Henry Thrun was out there during your first shift. I don't know if that was planned or not, but did you notice that he took the shift on the ice with you, first shift in the NHL with you?
I actually didn't know that at all, but he's been awesome. He's been driving me around everywhere. He drove me to the game today. So, yeah, he's been a big influence on me.
And congratulations to Devin Cooley for earning his first win as a Sharks and actually his first NHL win. And what a dramatic win it was in the OT. Well, Devin, that's something you got to remember for a long time, right?
Yeah, that was that's such an unbelievable feeling. Like, if you would have told me 2 months ago that I'd be sitting here in my hometown talking to you guys after my first NHL win, I would have been like, you guys are crazy. Like, not a chance. So it's insane. I feel so good right now.
Can you take us through? It just looked like all night, a little bit calmer today. You've talked about just not overplaying as much in the crease a little bit. Just looked like tonight you really compact and settled. What was the difference for your game tonight?
Yeah, we've been working like a ton, like me and Spearsy and talking to Blackie too, like just trying to like fully change my game and be a lot better at filling space and using my body and not being so crazy and low. And this was the first game that I actually felt really comfortable. And I feel like, you know, I have all the tools and, you know, with the right coaching, I feel like I could be a really good goalie. And tonight was, you know, just all the work that we've been doing, like felt like it started to come together. Especially like a lot of their shots were from the outside because our D did an amazing job of boxing guys out and whatnot. And so when things are on the outside at like more of an angle, that's when you want to seal more and use your body more. And so I saw a lot of those shots and it was a great experience for sure.
Can you take us through what your emotions were once they tied it up? And was it an all no, here we go again? Yeah. That's what I'm feeling.
I kept telling myself, I just to stay in the present. I was like, there is no future. There is no future. There is no future. I was like, don't even think about it, you know? But of course, once they scored with like 2 minutes left, I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? And then we got the penalty in overtime. I'm like, not again, you know? But I was like, whatever, it doesn't even matter. Just focus on one shot at a time. And I'm so glad we were able to kill off that penalty. The PK was great all night. And then Ekki with the hat trick. Wow, that guy's special. So it's awesome that we were able to get the job done.
How happy were you when that goal goes in to win the game? And then that energy you had, I think I saw you jump when you were announced as 3 stars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like just goosebumps. It was unbelievable. I'm sure my mom's bawling her eyes out right now. You know? And it was funny. Actually, like, I was so excited. I was like looking up at the roof that I went to go hug Ekki and I completely missed him. I'm like looking up. I'm like, oh, he's behind me. And it turned around. I almost fell over. So it was awesome.
You know, one of the things you talked about was sort of staying up in the net a lot. And today, we definitely noticed you were up a lot today. Yeah. And you felt very comfortable. And, you know, so what was your thought overall?
Yeah, for sure. I felt really good. I felt comfortable. And again, like, it's a credit to Spearsy. Like, I literally told him, you know, after my last game, I wasn't happy with it. And I was like, I want to do a million reps until I can't even feel my legs anymore. And he's like, all right, we're doing it. And so like, we've just been getting on early every single day and staying late every single day and just getting that muscle memory down, just reps after reps after reps. So I'm just so glad that it was able to show tonight and show it without even me thinking about it anymore. It's becoming like more of a natural feeling. There's still a little bit in there, especially during the chaotic moments. But for the most part, it was pretty solid.
Yeah, man, how was a couple more? How was a game like this just give you some confidence that you can play in this thing?
Yeah, it definitely gives me a lot of confidence. And like I was just saying, like, I'm definitely feeling a lot more comfortable. And I'm hoping it's just gonna, you know, keep increasing. I'm gonna keep getting better and better and feeling more and more comfortable and continue to work and improve my game.
Well, today the youngsters were very visible in the Sharks lineup and probably the most impactful, especially on the stat sheet. And no one was better than William Eklund, who earned his first hat trick.
Well, were you shooting the whole time in overtime when you got the 2-on-1?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, and trying to, you know, get that to the net. Maybe lock it this time. It was nice to get in.
Take us through the emotions of just your first career multi-goal game and hat trick and just the culmination of the craziness of tonight's game.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just surreal, really. It's just real team effort today. I think, you know, through all the games, I feel like, you know, we stick together even when we face adversity, and I feel like today we stepped up big time.
Now, William, it's been such a long, hard season for you guys, and I know this is just one game, but, you know, near the end of the season, just how rewarding is a win like this, a game like this, and, you know, for yourself?
No, it's really, it's big, you know. I feel like we've been grinding so much this team, and, you know, I love it. It's every single guy in there, and we just go to work every day, and we you know, we never complain. We just work, and you know, it was a great win today.
What was your last hat trick?
Oh, I don't remember that. It was a while ago.
With the Barracuda or back in Sweden?
Back in Sweden, I would say. Yeah.
How much did Luke Cunningham fight and hit? Maybe kind of inspire guys a little bit.
Yeah, you know. He's bringing that energy every day. You know, he's really good in the locker room. He always come here. He always works, and every guy sees that. And everybody, you know, we try to do as he do because he always comes and competes every day. So it's just, you know, it's huge for us to have him here.
For you, obviously, you've talked about winning and how badly you want to win, and just for you, your success at home recently. I think it's 13 points your last you know, 10 games at home, all the point in every game. What does it mean for you to start seeing consistent success and help this team win games now?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to, you know, trying to win here at every cost. So I'm trying to do the best I can every game. And, you know, if that's me scoring or, you know, trying to do other ways, it doesn't matter. You know, it's a great win today. And, you know, I love winning.
What was your impression of a Colin Graf?
Oh, really good. You know, he came here first game and, you know, he played really good. It was just fun to play with him. I think, you know, if we keep playing, we're going to find even more chemistry and, you know, play even better.
You mentioned you've been sort of driving him around and hanging out with him a lot. And what's some of your discussions with him?
Yeah, you know, we just, you know, he obviously came in yesterday and, you know, he talked a little bit about how where he'd been before and stuff like that. And, you know, we're on the same team now. So it's just fun to go to battle together.
Did you notice Devin was just a little calmer today, a little less, you know, jumpy in the net, I guess.
It was really good today. You know, he's a really good competitor. He always stays out on the ice and always want to compete against those guys in different drills and different battles. So I think it was really good today. You know, that feeling got to be special to win at your hometown, and, you know, great for him.
How do you guys get over
last
this
one here
when they score with a couple minutes left in the third period? How do you guys get over that and just try to, and, you know, take the penalty in overtime? I mean, try to get past those type of things.
Sure, stuff gonna happen through the way. You know, we face a lot of adversity this year, and you know, that's two big things that couldn't end a game. But I feel like we came back and we came together even stronger, and, you know, we found a way to win.
William, looking forward to next year, just how great will it be, another year, how great will it be to have this kind of atmosphere, you know, maybe 20, 30, you know, after a win? Just can't you imagine that, just how great that will be?
Oh, yeah, you know, the Sharks tank was really good today. You know, it was amazing to see all the fans here, and just happy for everybody.
Thanks, William. Thanks.
Well, Coach David Quinn was relieved finally to get a win like that at home. They swept the Blues in a three-game series. And Blues were a pretty tough team. I mean, they were a playoff contender, just one spot out of the playoff. So overall, pretty solid performance by the Sharks and especially the youngsters.
What were your emotions like for tonight?
You know, a lot of peaks and valleys emotionally. You know, a lot of firsts tonight for a lot of people. And, you know, obviously, didn't get off to a great start, sloppy first period, too many penalties, and then I thought our penalty kill was huge, gave us a chance to stay in the game, and I thought we really played a good second period. Our power play was certainly opportunistic, and, you know, Cooley played really well, gave us a chance, hung in there. Third period, obviously, they got the push, they get the early one, so you're on your heels a little bit, but I thought for the most part, things were on the perimeter from their end of it, and you know, we just make a couple bad reads on that 6-on-5 goal, and then huge, huge kill in the overtime, obviously. And he was again big through the overtime, and just a great shot by Ekki.
What were your thoughts on the ejection?
I'm not out there. I don't hear everything that's said. Thought it was a little quick, but that's all I'm going to say.
So what was the discussion in that timeout?
With the referee? Asked him what his thought process was.
Well, no, I meant when they took the timeout, you had the whole team there, and I know Cooley went over too. You guys had a little discussion there.
Oh, for the 4-on-3.
Yeah.
Oh, we were just talking about maybe a little bit different way to kill it. Maybe cut off the top a little bit, which we did. Just a little bit of an adjustment on the kill.
So was there any thought, because we were debating on who the defenders are and who are taking the shifts, why not have Vlasic on one of the shifts? We were just curious, because it was a tough call there.
We just felt the other guys were ready.
Five defenders, yeah.
Yeah, the other guys were doing a good job, and they were fresh enough to roll them.
What can you say about Devin here? You know, they tie the game late, you know, just a little bit of a here we go again, but, you know, here he, you know, kind of overcomes some adversity here, right, to pull it out.
Yeah, it was... you know, really proud of him. I mean, you know, we left him out to dry on that goal. And, you know, we get a penalty in the start to overtime. And, you know, but we did a good job killing it. But obviously, if you're going to do a good job killing it, your goalie better make saves. And he made saves. He made some really good ones, too.
It's been such a long season for you guys, tough season, obviously, especially for the young players. I asked William this question. For the young players, you know, how rewarding is a win like this to show this is what it can be, you know, if you do things right and so on?
It goes a long way, right? You got to have some success in order to verify the what you're doing. And, you know, to be able to come back and, you know, win the game tonight the way we did. And, you know, again, sluggish first, but came back and played a much better second and third. And, you know, felt really good to win tonight.
Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in faceoffs 56% to 44%, block shots 8-7, and takeaways 10-6, while the Blues led in shots 36-25 and hits 12-10. Both teams were tied in giveaways at 8. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. The first star is William Eklund, who had 3 goals, a hat trick, and he was +1 today. The second star of tonight is David Cooley, who made 34 saves and was .944 save percentage. And the third star of tonight is Luke Cunning, who had 1 assist. He also had a 1 fight, and he drew that huge penalty, instigator penalty, with that hard check in the neutral zone. And we will see you again now just tomorrow on Sunday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Arizona Coyotes right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching. And for those of you who are listening to us on the San Jose Sharks app, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.